Hello and welcome to this episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast from MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend Pavanar Chawla, and I am delighted to tell you about my very special guest today. Please join me as I welcome Srinivasan K. Swami, better known as Sundar Swami, chairman of RK Swami, on this episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast from MediaBrief.com. Sundar, welcome to this episode and thank you ever so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Pawan, for having me on the show. Look forward to some interesting discussion.
Sundar, you and your company are set to make history on the Indian Stock Exchange. Let me first quickly set the context for my listeners, for my audience, okay? We are recording on a Saturday. Saturday, the 2nd, Monday, the 4th of March is when your company will make history. History will be created because for the first time, an Indian integrated marketing services group will be listed on the Indian Stock Exchange. The RK Swami Limited IPO issue will open on Monday, the 4th of March, 2024, and will close on Wednesday, the 6th of March, 2024. And I, for one, sharing my own personal view, am very upbeat about and looking forward to the RK Swami IPO because RK Swami, to my knowledge, experience, and belief, is one of India's leading integrated marketing service groups. And I believe it is the largest Indian entity amongst the top five in that category. The others from one to four are MNCs. So as chairman of RK Swami, Sundar, how do you feel about giving this category that honor in India?
Well, I don't want to actually, gloat over giving honor to the category. It is a fact of life that we have been on this journey for the last 6 years. We've been wanting to do that. Then COVID intervened. After COVID, then of course, we had to restart the process. So it took us a certain amount of time to get to this point.
I actually got your answer. I wanted a real short one. You said, I don't want to gloat over this. So I assume that you are delighted. And this really is the fruition of all the hard work that your wonderful, amazing, industry-leading titan of a father began when RK Swami was created by him. And you two wonderful brothers have taken it to where it is today. And on Monday, it will create history, Sundar. So let me first tell my audiences about the offer, because I know you wanted to have a few more words about RK Swami and all it's done. I will come to that in my questions to you. But first, I want to tell my audiences the offer, the RK Swami Limited IPO. The offer comprises a fresh issue of equity shares aggregating up to Indian rupees 1,730 million and an offer for sale of up to 87 lakh equity shares. The price band has been fixed at INR 270 to INR 288 per equity share or face value of INR 5 each. Bids can be made for a minimum of 50 equity shares and in multiples of 50 equity shares thereafter. And the offer includes a reservation of equity shares aggregating up to INR 75 million for subscription by eligible employees. And let me quickly tell my audiences, Sundar, you'll have to give me a little bit of time here because I want to tell my audiences about what RK Swami Limited offers. I'm saying offers to the industry, okay? This is not about the IPO offer. So RK Swami Limited offers the industry a single window solution for creative, media, data analytics, market research services. RK Swami has a track record of over five decades serving leading companies like the Aditya Birla, Sun Life, AMC Limited, Cera Sanitary Ware Limited, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories Limited, Havells India Limited, Hawkins Cookers Limited, Himalaya Wellness Company, Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited, ICICI Prudential Life Insurance Company Limited, Mahindra and Mahindra Limited, Oil and Natural Gas Corporation Limited, Royal Enfield, the unit of Aisha Motors, Shriram Finance Limited, Tata Play Limited, Ultratech Cement Limited, Union Bank of India, to name a few. RK Swami has released more than, 818 creative campaigns on behalf of the clients across various media outlets, and they've handled more than, this is amazing, 97.69 terabytes of data, conducted more than 2.37 million consumer interviews across quantitative, qualitative, and telephonic surveys, the solutions and offerings to what I believe is a large and well-diversified client base are serviced by more than 2,533 employees across 12 offices, 12 field locations in 12 cities across your three business segments. And now about full disclosure, my friend and an industry leader and evangelist, my audiences, I'm going to tell you about this man I have known and admired over the past couple of decades, Srinivasan Swami, well known as Sundar Swami. So, let me rattle off a short profile of this literally and figuratively tall, towering industry leader. With more than 45 years' experience in advertising and marketing, Sundar has been spearheading the growth trajectory of RK Swami Limited as chairman and managing director. His knowledge and expertise have also contributed to the evolving dynamics of the industry as the chairman of the Asian Federation of Advertising Associations. He has previously served as the president of the International Advertising Association India chapter, the Advertising Agencies Association of India, All India Management Association, Madras Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Madras Management Association, and was the chairman of the Advertising Standards Council of India. Sundar has been conferred with so many awards, and I'm giving you only a few of them. Amongst them are the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Advertising Agencies Association of India, Distinguished Service Award by the Advertising Club Madras, Honorary Life Fellowship from All India Management Association, Certificate of Appreciation from Japan Advertising Agencies Association, and Sundar was admitted to the IAA Hall of Fame and recognized as the IAA Champion at the IAA Inspire Awards. That, in brief, is Srinivasan Swami, better known as Sundar Swami, Chairman and Managing Director of RK Swami Limited. And I have invited him and got him on the show to speak with him and solicit information about the RK Swami Limited IPO that I told you about. So, Sundar, long wait for you. But I just wanted to set the context, tell everybody who is this wonderful, amazing person I'm speaking to, this titanic leader from the industry. So let's dive into my questions and thoughts for your insights about your RK Swami and the marketing and advertising world in India till just before you thought about going in for an IPO. So my first question. Looking into the rearview mirror only, Sundar, and this is for you, at the past only. But tell me why you thought of the IPO. What have been amongst the biggest past achievements of RK Swami and its growth from year 1 till 2023? A short reply, please. And I'm preaching to the choir, but Sundar, we don't speak about your future expectations. You're talking about an IPO, so nothing looking forward. Go ahead.
So thank you very, very much, Pawan. I think it's, your introduction is reminding me of some of the things I did in the past, but you so well captured all of them. But before I jump to the question that you put to me, I want to also tell our audience that as of yesterday, our IPO process has started with anchor investors putting in physical money, you know, bank transfers of 187 crores already.
Yes, wonderful. Yes, we reported that on Media Brief yesterday. Yes, please go ahead. Wonderful. Congratulations. Great start.
So the process of the IPO started on 1st of March. It will continue with the IPO opening for public on 4th of March. I just wanted to let our audience know that the process has indeed been started by anchor investors putting in 187 crores. There will be actually marquee investors, 18 of them. So very, very happy that some big names in the industry have chosen to put some money in our company.
Right.
Now, jumping to your question, RK Swami started this agency in April 1973.
Yes.
But he was no stranger to advertising. He was a humble man, having had some very, humble beginning at J. Walter Thompson as a translator from Gujarati to English. Or indeed, English to Gujarati, Gujarati to English. That's how he started his company in J. Walter Thompson. In 32 years thereafter, he actually moved. He was a director for JWT for some years. And then he was head of South and all that. And he was denied the position of CEO or managing director at the time of J. Walter Thompson. When his turn came to be anointed as CEO, MD of J. Walter Thompson. I think it has been a blessing in disguise because if he had been appointed as J. Walter Thompson, MD, managing director, he would have probably moved on from Chennai at the time to Bombay to take on this position and retired promptly at the age of 60 or whatever.
And never thought of becoming an entrepreneur.
So I think we should be thankful to the bosses at JWT who overlooked him and made him, find his own feet elsewhere. So that was amazing. So 31st of December 1972 was the last day that he served at J. Walter Thompson. And obviously, he started plotting to start an agency after he stepped down. And then on 26th of January, well before the company was incorporated, okay, the first ad came for Bharat Avial Triggers Tiruchirappalli.
Wonderful.
So after that, with the line, power to the people. Power to the people slogan was used by BHF for several decades thereafter. And that line, power to the people, was used, was written by R.K. Swami himself. And the ad appeared on 26th January, at least a month before the company was incorporated.
Wonderful.
That's how the journey started. And officially, we opened the doors on 2nd of April 1973. On that day, of course, we also had an ad appearing on the page of Hindu and a few others. So the company actually had a, you know, head start, we call it, because the ad appeared before the company started, and of course on the first day. And we also made history. In 1st of May 1973, we also got full accreditation from Indian Newspaper Society.
Wonderful.
It's unheard of those days to get accreditation within 1 month of the company starting. Normally, they'll give you provisional accreditation, then move on for final accreditation more than a year later. So, we are fortunate to get accreditation. They realized that this company is going to be going places, and therefore, they didn't want to hold back on accreditation process for this company. So, 1 month thereafter, we got.
So from 73 to now, till let's say till mid-2023, okay, let's not touch upon any period that would be sort of forward-looking as far as this IPO is concerned. So let's stay behind and you keep your view gaze firmly on the rearview mirror. Just quickly list three most important milestones for R.K. Swami.
I don't know there are many milestones. Actually, very first milestone is, of course, when our company started, we decided not to go after, at the time, the management, father and others who were running the company, decided not to really go after any client of J. Walter Thompson. So whoever wants to come, well, independently, you know, if they want to come, they're welcome to come. But as a policy, they decided not to go after any client of J. Walter Thompson because they felt that that would be unfair to the people who were working for them at the time.
Correct. So this integrity and trust and, you know, honesty stems from the creator because he was with JWT and he was a respected person there, had all the contacts, but he decided he would not poach from there. Really wonderful. So that honestly is a very wonderful foundation on which to have built this company. And I know from my own experiences, my knowledge and belief, my conversations with everybody else in the industry that that is how y'all have been, R.K. Swami has been unwavering from that founding principle of the company. So that was a really big thing, yes.
I just want to continue my answer. So one is because we are actually not wanting to go out to J. Walter Thompson, we had to actually go find businesses where there's least competition for him and at the same time is sizable in nature. So he actually went after public sector undertakings like BHEL, ONGC, IPCL, ECGC, and so a host of others, converted non-advertisers in the industry to become major advertisers in the industry. So he brought in to the advertising world such large PSUs as major advertisers. But actually, you can say, you can call R.K. Swami also the father of public sector advertising because he actually converted these behemoths to be major advertisers in the country.
The biggest ones, yes, absolutely.
At the time, they actually were not having any belief in advertising. So I think it calls for some high level of salesmanship to convert these large capital goods oriented public sector undertakings to put money in advertising. And I think that is another thing that I thought I should mention today.
What is the size and what was the size at what point in your complete growth when you can say when we reached so many cities, so many employees, etc., this is when we decided that, you know what, the only wonderful way to leapfrog into the future would be through an IPO. So at what point of your growth did you realize that an IPO would be a good next step. Where were you when you thought of that?
Okay, before I come to that, you want to talk about the growth of the company. So let me just briefly touch upon that. The company started, I told you, on 2nd April 1973, and it started as a large format store. It didn't start up as a mom and pop show with just 2-3 people. We had 40 people on day one itself. And all the major departments of the company had very senior people already appointed and in place. So when you have that kind of a senior group of people sitting there, I think they are not going to be sitting idle. They decided to actually quickly expand the operations of the company.
Okay.
1974, we moved to Delhi. 1975, we moved to Bombay. 1976, we moved to Calcutta. 1978, we moved to Bangalore. And I think in 1982, we moved to Hyderabad. And then 2000, much later, in Kochi in 2018. So we have been fortunate to grow. I'm only talking about pure play advertising business, okay? Advertising business. And our growth has been quite phenomenal. First 8 years of the company, we actually moved into the top 10 of the industry.
Wow.
So we were not just by, in terms of image also, in terms of contribution to the industry. R.K. Swami, though we are from only ANC South, who actually has some influence in the 3SFI and all the industry bodies, used to actually be a front runner in the discussion with media bodies like INS and all that. So we not only took our agency business seriously, we also know that the hand that feeds us, the industry, should also be protected in a manner so that we are not going to be shortchanged by some improper business practice that can be thrust on us by, so-called media cartels.
Sundar, you mentioned that only yesterday, you've got some amazing anchor, marquee investors, and you've raised 187 crore, allocating 65 lakh equity shares to anchor investors on just maybe the first day of the IPO opening, right? And these investors, let me list them out. Nippon India Life Trustee Limited, LIC Mutual Fund, Aditya Birla Sun Life Insurance, Pinebridge Global Funds, Bajaj Allianz Life Insurance, JM Financial Mutual Fund, SBI General Life Insurance, GAM Multistock Emerging Markets Equity, Societe Generale, Vikasa India AIFI Fund, Citigroup Global Markets, Mauritius Private Limited, ODI, Copt Hall, Mauritius Investment Limited, ODI, Goldman Sachs, Singapore, PTE ODI, and BNP Paribas Financial Markets ODI. So truly amazing. And that just tells me, enthuses me even more about wanting to invest in your IPO. And this, I say, as an individual who is not qualified to give anyone any advice, nor am I trying to influence anyone. Please check, verify, look at the offer document, seek professional advice before you invest in this. Don't let me persuade you or dissuade you. I, for myself, speaking only from my personal experience of more than 45 years, I'm very happy and looking forward. So, Sundar, explain your differentiated business model, which comprises three different segments, which makes RK Swami different from other ad agencies or integrated marketing service providers.
The first and foremost, as I told you, we started off as a large format store. Okay, one of the departments we had at the time was a market research department. Okay, my father believed that market research, consumer feedback is very, very critical and important before you can determine a marketing campaign for a client. So Ansa Research, was set up as an independent partnership firm in 1983. Okay, in 1994. For 11 years thereafter, it got incorporated as a private limited. So from 1984 till now, that's what, almost 30 years, Ansa Research has kind of handled several projects and moved in different directions. And as you probably remember, it actually handled the Indian Leadership Survey for several years.
Yes.
It was behind providing the television viewership data for BARC, BARC. So for that, then there was a celebrity track we did. IPL, we did IPL's mania, kind of who's watching what IPL, now that we did some continuous survey. So actually, we have done lots of investigative survey. So addressing business in RK Swami was supplemented with market research business in 1984.
Hmm.
In 2008, thereafter, we started a business for market data analytics.
Hmm.
That's 16 years ago.
Hmm.
16 years ago, we started something for data analytics.
Yeah.
When people were not even talking about data.
Correct.
Okay, we were ahead of the block, and it took us a while even for us to figure, this is one of the clients have not warming up to the idea of data analytics and all that.
Hmm.
So we were actually kind of pioneers in the space, and we built the third company, Ansa Customer Equity.
Okay.
Last years. So we have a few play advertising business. We call it, content business, marketing communication business, integrated marketing communication business.
Hmm.
And then we have full service market research company.
Hmm.
And a full spectrum data analytics and marketing tech company. So these three companies offer three different product lines, as it were, service lines as well.
This is wonderful, Sundar. Three really solid pillars which actually complete the entire required spectrum of services that any good business client would need to create engagements to empower their businesses. And engagements and investment and business decisions on marketing and advertising based upon research, based upon customer equity sense that RK Swami plus Hansa Research and Hansa Customer Equity come together to bring out a really good composite, well thought out research, data and customer, let's say, feedback based decisions. The best thing that I see going for a wonderful integrated marketing solutions company like yours, conglomerate like yours, okay, and which to my mind and view and belief and knowledge, I think, is India's single largest independent integrated marketing conglomerate. So the good point here that will continue to keep you not only just afloat, but, you know, sailing beautifully, to my knowledge and belief, is that it is a perennial river, the budget. Budgets for marketing are always going to be required by businesses, not only just to remain where they are, but also to grow, right? So if the budget is over this year, well, next year there'll be a new budget. So excellent, excellent. You know, wonderfully, beautifully well-built business, and one that has its finger on the pulse of what consumers are consuming as per research and how they are reacting and responding to every input that marketing campaigns give them. So beautifully closed, you know, the loop by RK Swami. So Sundar, tell me, what is the average retainer period of existing clients in content creation and in the other two business segments? Just give me the short answer.
Ideally, some of the important clients we have actually an agreement which is open-ended. We don't have a closing date.
Mm.
We will say you're appointed from so-and-so date. We tell the client, look, we don't want you to appoint me for a year or three years. You appoint me for 3 months.
Mm.
All we say it is that you can, if you don't like us, all you have is to give us 3 months notice.
Mm.
Okay. So at any point in time, my appointment is used for 3 months only.
Mm.
That way, most clients accept it, private clients accept it. Some clients would want to put a 3 years, 5 years, whatever period. That's okay. It's entirely up to them. But more often than not, we tend to work with clients for much longer periods. For example, the top 50 clients, we have been working with them for some 14 years or something.
Wow.
Top 10 clients, we've been working with them for 19 years on average.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's wonderful.
So therefore, it's good to have, you know, that kind of stickiness with clients, and it always helps us to then worry about harvesting more, you know, growing more with the same client than to go and hunt and get some new business to grow a business.
No, really wonderful. See, there are two things. One is that you have clients with such long relationships. These relationships bespeak phenomenal, an impossible level of trust and reliability and reliance and, you know, belief in you, RK Swami, and your services across all your verticals that you provide. Because, you know, in today's and even over the last couple of decades, it's always been cutthroat in the business environment, right? You want to reach the maximum number of people, you want to acquire customers, you have different budgets for different sort of funnel spaces, And of course, nowadays everything is crunched and you don't just want customer awareness, you want customer acquisition also. But let's leave that aside. Point I'm making is that every business is tenacious about the budgets, is tenacious about ROI, will never forego, you know, putting it under the hardest and, you know, strongest and most stringent scrutiny in terms of what the agency and its budget spend recommendations and the company outlays actually bring it. And for you, for RK Swamy, I'm not surprised, but the fact remains that for an RK Swamy or any company, and RK Swamy in this case, to have enjoyed that trust uninterrupted for, you know, 15 to 20 years across 14 to 20 or 14 to 19 years across, I think, a total of maybe 15 massive companies in India. That's huge, to say nothing about maybe the, you know, slightly shorter durations of retainers that are happening. So wonderful on the client front. And I don't see that as a threat, frankly, although yes, your document does mention that what if you are, I mean, it might not be a very good place to be in, to be dependent on maybe 10 to 15 clients for 50% of your revenues. But the fact remains that they've remained with you, and that kind of endorsement truly empowers and encourages other potential clients to come and want to be with you and, you know, benefit from what RK Swamy has to offer. So that's about the clients.
Just some little emphasis on the point you made.
Yeah.
You know, when you have the fear of losing a client, you said, to our mind, the largest client that we have, even if you were to walk out, is less than 5% of overall revenue.
Oh.
So I'm saying in terms of overall revenue, 300 crores or whatever number, okay, you stand as though, you know, losing one client is going to make us go out of business.
Got
it. So it is, while we do have the stickiness with the client, so while every business has its own risk of losing some main customer, we also have this, but I'm saying it's not going to make a big difference to our own progress.
Okay.
Maybe a little blip in our progress, but we will recover and move on.
But I don't think you've had too many of such blips, because, I mean, you look at the number of clients that you have and who've stuck with you for so very long. And the respect that RK Swamy, in my personal opinion and belief, commands in the marketplace is reassuring, I think, to me and to just about anybody else who has some understanding of the space that you operate in. So you have, what, 2,533 employees, as mentioned in your DRHP, right? How about staff attrition or longevity? Tell me about that.
Look, attrition is a normal phenomenon, particularly at the lower end of the spectrum. You'll have people who come in, if they don't fit to the culture, 6 months, 1 year, they leave, 2 years, they leave, whatever. But the important thing is once they cross the 3-4 years barrier, then they understand the culture, the kind of company we are, and they tend to be with us forever.
Okay.
So we are actually, if you look at our top 60 employees, or top CNMO's employees, they've been with us for 14 years and over.
Wow.
So we have, while we have stickiness with the clients, we also have stickiness with the employees.
Correct.
So we are quite happy to...
I also feel, Sundar, sorry to have interrupted you, but, you know, my dear friend Raj Naik, he measures happiness in work cultures today.
Yes.
And I think that is the gold standard, happiness.
Yeah.
So, Sundar, what has been your strategy in the past towards increasing contribution of business revenues from new clients across the three different segments? You know, your strategies that work looking at the past only, Sundar.
Okay. Actually, there's no magic wand to get new business.
Right.
The only thing that is required to be done for any business, even on ours, is to stay close with the customer. You have to be embedding yourselves with the client's organization. They see us as part of them, and you try and solve their marketing problems, okay, the way you only can, and they will see value in your service and they'll give you more. As a matter of fact, the last 3 years, I was talking about large clients you know, staying with us, the revenue base also has increased. Top 50 clients, 2 years ago, was spending 2.5 crores. Our income from them is 2.5 crores. 2.5 crores per person. Okay, top 50 clients is moved to 4.2 crores.
Wow.
In the last 2 years, has gone up by almost 60%.
Okay.
If you look at the top 10 clients, average revenue has moved from 7 crores to 12 crores. So, in 3 years.
Huge increase. Yes.
I'm saying this kind of increase has happened only because we stayed close to the customer. Okay. We actually try and solve that. We talked about margins and others. So, you actually, if you are close to the customer, you will have many opportunities that you will have to grow your business. And that's how this business is going.
Wonderful, Sundar. So now the natural corollary, you mentioned that RK Swami's revenues from the top 10 clients it grew from 7 to 12 crores over the past 3 years, right? So do you want to also give me something that goes across all the three businesses? Any splits that you want to share in terms of the revenue growth?
Fortunately, RHP has this information, so I can share this with you.
Yeah, please.
So, last 3 years, our growth has been 16, 18, and 21% over the last three consecutive years.
Excellent.
16, 18, and 21. Been a decent performance, I would say, the last 3 years.
So, you said 16, 18, and?
21.
21. That is respectively across RK Swami, the ads and marketing communication entity.
By and large, the same projection. Ansa Research probably has not grown at this level. Maybe it was in high teens the last year.
Mm.
But other two companies have moved in the same level. Ansa RK Swami Limited.
Correct.
Ansa Kashmir Equity.
Mm.
Have moved at this level approximately.
Right.
Ansa Research is probably a shade lower than this.
Great. And all that is as per what's in the RHP now. Sundar, more likely than not, there is always a seasonality to every business. Even an online giant like Amazon, which has a skyscraper high plateau in the BAU days, has gargantuan spikes in revenues in its peak seasons. So it's only fair, I think, for my listeners to know and to understand. So please explain to them, Sundar, about the seasonality of your business. In fact, you will speak only about your business, but across marketing and advertising, there is a seasonality for every business. And the share of revenue and profitability in first half vis-a-vis second half. That would be, I think, to my mind, the only logical and smart way to assess profitability and revenue potentials for any business. So tell me, looking back only.
Yeah. So actually, you're right. There is some seasonality in our business. First quarter, of course, is the quarter in which people are still figuring out the budget for the year and all that. Normally, India has a slow start in terms of finalizing the budgets and all that. So, the first half is still tentatively started in terms of budget formation. And in India, second quarter is budget formation. Second quarter is also, we have serious monsoon, the second quarter in many parts of India. So that also is kind of, market is a little subdued. The third quarter is when the festive season happens and good money is spent during the festive season in India.
Correct.
And the last quarter is to make sure that whatever little thing that they had to do to fulfill their budgets and targets and all that, there's always a rush in the fourth quarter. So the second half, because of the festive season and for the rush with which they have to accomplish things will consume bulk of the budget.
Okay.
There is a little, while we say that, so our own, historically I'm saying now, our own budget, but 38% to 40% income comes in the first half, 62% to 60% comes in the second half.
Okay.
So, and therefore, when you look at the cost structure for our industry, the cost structure is fairly uniform between first half and second half.
Correct. As per their outlays.
I don't know. As per my staff cost and rental and everything else, is not going to change between first half and second half significantly.
Okay.
There may be some marginal increase because of increments you may give, whatever. But by and large, the staff cost is kind of almost the same between first and second half. So is the cost of rent, and so is the cost of communication, so is the cost of electricity and power and utilities and all that.
Sure.
So the profitability in the second half, therefore, obviously the cost being the same, the income being higher, the profitability could be better the second half. But there is a little difference between what is happening in our business and what is happening in some industry, some of the clients. You will also know for the first quarter has IPL games there.
Hmm.
The IPL games also attract a big amount of budget.
Hmm.
Yes, if you have a client or two which is using IPL and lots of production is done, big films are being produced, and if you have a good media budget being released, maybe for such editors, for such agencies, they may have a better quality first quarter.
Hmm.
We don't, sometimes we have that kind of business away, but more and more often we don't have major editors coming to invest in IPL of the kind that we would like to. Therefore, that's also sort of an issue that may dampen our first quarter.
Okay. So, what have been the revenues from digital that R.K. Swamy realizes, you know, from all its digital operations? It's also the way of the future. So, but you look at what has been the digital revenues report card from the past.
Yeah, okay. I'm saying that, thankfully, this number also is there in the RHP, so I can share this with you. Our digital income overall for the group 3 years ago was 70%.
Okay.
Now it has moved to 80%.
Lovely.
So, R.K. Swamy is standalone. The income, the digital revenue has moved from 42% to 62% in 3 years.
Wonderful.
42 to 62.
That's huge.
Ansa Research has moved from 77 to 87.
Wow.
And of course, Ansa customer equity is all digital. There's nothing non-digital about Ansa's equity. All data is digital. All the analytics is digital. All the campaigns are digital. So there is nothing non-digital for Ansa customer equity. Everything is digital.
Wonderful.
That's how our figures stack up the last 3 years.
Excellent. Sundar, we were talking about, you know, your digital revenue growth across the spectrum, you know, the entire R.K. Swamy conglomerate, and particularly with Hansa Customer Equity and Hansa Research and the digital aspects of your operations and offerings through R.K. Swamy, the advertising and marketing arm. So all three verticals are really going full steam ahead with digital and had gone full steam ahead in digital. So the RHP mentions, and I was always aware that you were keen on a digital video content production studio, DVCP studio, and it's always been part of your plans. So what benefits does something like a DVCP bring to clients?
So just to put things in perspective, you know, the year 2021, 3 years ago, we produced 1,507
videos. 1,507
videos. Yeah, videos, yeah. And at the following year, 22, that is fiscal year 21-22, we produced 1,963, almost 2,000 videos.
My God. Okay.
And in the last year, the ending March 2023, we produced 2,828 videos, 2,828.
It's an amazing growth.
Okay, so a jump of almost 1,000 videos extra produced in the last year compared to the previous year. So, we have significantly high demand for video production, and it is no longer practical to keep running to the outside world to get this done.
Correct.
Of course, we continue to use third-party talent and resources and all that, but if you have to control the speed and the cost of production, this DVCP studio is a requirement that has certainly been staring at our face, and therefore we decided to get a decent size of studio set up in Bombay.
Lovely. Okay, your company has, you know, R.K. Swamy has always been huge on empowering businesses by the use of relevant and offering them relevant and actionable research. So give us some examples of syndicated research conducted by R.K. Swamy, Sundar, including studies on advertising during the World Cup cricket.
Okay, I think cricket has been a very, as you say, important game in India, if I may put it in simple terms. So we always felt that we should stay close to that game because there is But 4,000 crores or 5,000 crores being invested every year on this game. Okay, and that number is only going up every year. So when we have that kind of investment coming, going one particular game, we started in a research program called IPLO Mania, which again was talking about the interest people have and the effect the communication has on the people when they enter through IPL. So it was a syndicated study we did for IPL. It's a property that got launched about 8 years ago. It's an annual product which keeps coming every year during the IPL. More recently, we decided to go beyond what we normally do at that level. So we therefore want to do a more holistic research called advertising impact measurement, not just saying who's watching what mother. What kind of effect and impact this advertising is making on the people who are watching it. So that the study is again a very last study. It was a measurement day after recall kind of a thing. It's the day after the IPL World Cup match was conducted. We went in for this interview. I think it was last sample, 4,000 plus sample size every day. And we have customers who pay for it and buy the support. So it's a syndicated study conducted by Center for Study of Indian Markets. And so we know the fortunately, as an agency, we are combining our knowledge of research, our knowledge of editing, knowledge of data. All of that is coming together, in a manner of speaking, in that advertising impact measurement report.
Excellent. So, while we are on the topic now, moving from one part of the media marketing advertising content spike, which you all measured through the report on IPL, let's move on to the overview of the new emerging scenario. Okay, so how did the business of marketing services and content, Sundar, change in the past 10 to 15 years in the context of the new emerging scenario at any given point in time during the past 10 to 15 years, including digital advertising, OTT video platforms? How did the business of marketing services and content change in the past 10 to 15 years?
No, there's a clichetic statement saying change is constant.
Yes, true.
So similarly, nothing stands still in any business.
Right.
And there is some amount of newness and some amount of traditional aspects that go hand in hand and everything. Our industry is no different. If you look at 1990 or whatever, digital was not even the horizon. By the time 2000 came, digital was overrated. They thought it's going to take over the world. It's going to do everything that others thought, it's not possible. All kinds of stuff. You remember that AOL bought over Warner because it was priced more than a brick and mortar company called Warner Studio. So that's how valuation were for digital. Point 10. I think now it's all come down to reality. People know what to expect from each of these so-called media, and as water finds its own level, every medium has found its own level. Probably the growth in digital obviously is still more than print or television or whatever, but it's not growing at some phenomenal 40-50%. So the Crystal report is growing at 24% now last 3 years. So it's not still bad, but nonetheless, it's not as I said, 40-60%. That's how it was initially, because of a low base, it can grow faster. As the base becomes bigger, the growth rate will taper. So that's what has happened. So when digital came to being, many people, many agencies decided to set up a separate digital division and all that. Whereas Markeswamy, when digital came about, we said that digital is going to be like another print or television or whatever. So we should develop capabilities in-house to tackle the digital part of advertising. And therefore, we trained our people to understand the aspects of digital marketing, digital advertising, and we kept our people more competent to address those needs. And that's how I think, in my view, In hindsight, we reacted correctly because people were moving to set up a separate independent outlet, whereas we felt that you know, a communication will have digital integrated with television and print and everything else.
Mm.
We can't have digital running independent of all of that.
Mm.
If you want to develop digital advertising, also still has to be enhanced through other social media aspects and others. So we need to have some connectivity across the system.
Mm.
So in my mind, to answer your question, last 10, 15 years, the evolution has been from traditional media to so-called online media. I don't want to call it digital. And online media has multiple platforms, as you rightly pointed out. You have OTT there, you have placed digital advertising, other they have display ads in digital, you have interactive ads on digital, you have interactive sites on digital. So you have multiple levels of digital engagement available. So each one of them has its own specialization, which has to be handled differently. And you must have a group of people who cohesively understand that and actually take this business forward.
Wonderful, wonderful. In fact, you know, I have never ceased to experience and relive a shudder, the kind of shudder that I've experienced when I first heard a major marketing, advertising company head and body kind of senior member saying digital is just a passing fad, you know. And I said, are you for real? I mean, I won't name the gentleman, but it is people, those who are still stuck firmly and sort of cemented in the traditional media. I mean, they all have their strengths, but they still are kind of loath to, you know, say that the world is moving on beautifully. And today it's not just one kind of vertical or the other. A person consumes content, and whether it's entertainment or marketing or whatever, it's all intertwined at different times of day on different platforms. So the measurement also has to come up, and it's a combination of everything. So eventually you probably, I mean, any good integrated marketing company has to optimize the spends beautifully for the greatest impact. And I think that's where firms and services like, or verticals like Hansa Research and Hansa Customer Equity will truly play a very, very important role, as they have been playing in the past. So this, my forward-looking statement, actually is just my personal individual view. But congratulations on all the great stuff you've done, Sundar. I enjoyed my conversation with you, benefited a lot from your professional insights and knowledge about advertising, marketing, media, and the entire ecosystem. I, for one, Sundar, am completely enthused by and upbeat about the RK Swami IPO. And I say that in my personal capacity, and everyone or anyone who wants to invest in the IPO must seek qualified, competent, professional advice from an expert. But I personally, very, very excited, very gung-ho. So I wish you all the very best indeed for the RK Swami IPO opening from Monday to the 4th of March 2024 and closing on Wednesday the 6th of March 2024. So tell me, Sundar, I loved my conversation. What did you think of your chat with me on MEP, the Master's Voice podcast on MediaBrief.com? And what do you think about the work that MediaBrief does for professionals across the country?
First and foremost, I must thank you for taking the time on Saturday to do this recording. All your questions are very professionally crafted. Your comments have been welcome, very thoughtfully expressed. So I'm amazed with the quality of this engagement.
Thank you.
Look, I do see your website. I do listen to some of the podcasts that you've been doing. So all congratulations to you and your team for putting this together. Great periodicity. I don't think there is I think as and when you get a good person, I think you put on. I don't think there's a once a week affair. So such an ongoing affair, as many as you can do, I think you're doing. It's amazing. And I think keep up the good work and keep smiling.
Wow.
You have a wonderful smile and I love it.
You are so kind, Sundar. I wish you all the very best.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Pawan. And I think it's been an amazing time that I had with you. God bless you and your team at MediaBrief.com.
Thank you. And here's wishing you the very best for the RK Swami IPO. And my audience is, consult good professional and qualified advice from an expert before investing. Read all of our documents. closely, carefully before you invest. Srinivasan K. Swami, better known as Sundar Swami, was my distinguished guest on this episode of MBP The Master's Voice podcast from MediaBrief.com. Till we meet again, this is your host and friend Pavanar Chawla saying, take care, stay safe, invest safely in any IPO after proper qualified advice. Bye-bye.